Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Pop and Joe. Now we really dive in, Bob. We also have two stories developing right now. One is, did you get a text or a call earlier, Limits, saying somebody saw Aaron Rodgers at a Pamela's?
Yes, somebody claims they've seen Aaron Rodgers at Pamela's. I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, he's here. He's right there. I was like, all right.
Gotta get proof.
Do you want to tweet us a picture of it?
Yeah, exactly.
And tag us in it? And the guy did not tweet us the picture or tag us in it. Or at least if he did tweet it, he didn't tag us, and we have no way of being able to see it.
Although, Bob, I do enjoy the giant thin pancakes there. Do you? At Pamela's?
Yeah, very nice.
Wonderful.
I'm not really a pancake guy, but if they're available, I'll
How about French toast?
I like that, too. But I don't. I'm more of a, you know, sausage, bacon, egg kind of guy in the morning.
Yeah. How about a Belgian waffle, Bob?
No.
No, you'll take the French toast over those two, pancakes or waffles?
Yes.
How about you, Limits?
I like French toast a lot. You can't screw up French toast. Well, actually, you can. Some places have very good French toast. Pancakes are good, too.
I remain amazed at how good Eggo waffles are, frozen.
Mm, never had them.
If you cook, you've never had an Eggo?
Well, maybe once, but a long time ago, where I can't remember.
Limits?
No, it's not Malzy disease. You're taking this way too far. You're taking every single thing I say. You're thinking,
it
might be Malzy disease now.
It's okay if you haven't had an Eggo.
I can't remember. I might have eaten one when I was like 5 or 6.
You say you can't remember, but now you're saying you did.
If I was 5 or 6, maybe I had one. I don't know.
Bob, you've had Eggos, certainly, haven't you?
Lego my Eggo. Yeah,
Lego my Eggo, one of the great commercials of all time. And the other story is that Ryan Clark has apparently said that the Steelers and Mike Tomlin would be better off apart.
Yeah, our web guy Andrew Lindbergh was telling us about it. We can hear that as well whenever you'd like.
All right, why don't we save that for the big boy?
Sure.
Do we have a schedule for the big boy?
The big boy at 12:30 on video.
On video.
Which will be 12:40 on video.
12:41 on video.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, here's how this works. We're going to take a look at each game. We're just going to riff on it for a minute. Limits will introduce each game with a soundbite from some game against this team in the past. And then in the end, we're going to make a prediction. Bob, is it okay if we assume that Aaron Rodgers will be the quarterback?
We have to assume that, yes.
Are you willing to go along with that?
Yes.
If you had to make a bet right now, would you bet he will be?
Yes, but I don't know how confident I would be. My confidence has decreased as the time has moved on.
Yeah.
So,
all
yes.
Right. That's interesting. All right. Week one, Limits, is at the Jets at 1 o'clock.
Here's Rodgers. Back sideline. Slade Wilson.
How about that, Bob? Beanie Bishop intercepted Rodgers twice in last year's game. When you look at this one, at the Jets at 1 o'clock, what thoughts come to mind?
Battle of two quarterbacks who have a lot riding on this game. So that would be first and foremost. You know, it's going to be interesting the reception that Aaron Rodgers receives there, given how this
whole
thing ended.
Yeah.
And how he was when the 2 years ago when he first came there, man, it was the talk of the town. Oh, my goodness, Aaron Rodgers is here, championships, blah, blah, blah. How many plays into his first game did he end up tearing his Achilles? Like four plays?
Two, I think, honestly.
Whatever it was.
Four, yeah.
And then, you know, last year was just a bad year all the way around. So that will be number one I'll be watching. But I'm going to be watching Justin Fields.
Me too.
I said to you before that I thought the plan was to bring him in. They offered him, not enough. Whatever the reasons, he chose to move on. I think he has something to prove to not only the Steelers but to everyone. And I think this could be a situation that we see something different and better from him.
Well, I mentioned before some of the quarterbacks who were drafted this year were going to be measuring sort of against the Steelers' success at quarterback. Well, the same is true of a guy like Pickett if he plays, Russell Wilson, but maybe nobody more so than Justin Fields. Like if he goes to the Jets and is really good and the Steelers struggle at that position, that will be an indictment of everything that was said and done in the offseason, because it sure sounded like the Steelers wanted Fields. Just not badly enough.
Just not badly enough. Or they didn't guarantee him what he wanted to hear.
Bob, give me a memory off the top of your head from all of Steelers Jets history. Don't filter it. Just give me a memory.
Can it be here?
It can be anywhere. Yeah.
All right. I think of that AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
That's the one that sticks out more than anything. And how the Jets just, you know, made it. The Jets weren't ready for that.
No, they made it interesting at the
end.
They did,
but those, a lot of games go like that. But they weren't ready for that.
Greatest game of Rashard Mendenhall's career. What flicks to my mind immediately is Terry Bradshaw's last throw of his career, which was at Shea Stadium,
where the Mita Bird and the arm and all that stuff came into play.
Calvin Sweeney, the last throw of Bradshaw's career was a touchdown.
Number 85, Calvin Sweeney.
All right, a prediction on Steelers-Jets. Limits, I'm going to trust that you're keeping tabs on game by game on how we're doing.
I am, yes.
Bob, I'll go first, and thank you for asking. Jets 22, Steelers 17. Rodgers gets sacked 8 times. Broderick Jones has a rough day. Jets win the game.
Jets 24, Steelers 19. Justin Fields, 3 touchdown passes against their defense.
Holy horse follicles. Limits?
Steelers 21, Jets 16. Steelers start the season with a victory with Aaron.
All right. Next game, week 2, the home opener. It's the DK Metcalf Bowl. The Seahawks coming all the way across the country for a 1 p.m. affair.
Little toss. Here comes a gadget play. Randall L. He can throw. He was a quarterback in college.
There you go.
He's thrown a touchdown to Hines Ward in the Super Bowl.
Between the 40s, and you know that Randall L. is going to be involved in it. It starts off with a reverse. He comes around, and it becomes a reverse pass, and he throws a perfect pass to Hines Ward.
Wow, what a call. I mean, I'm sure I've heard that before, but it just dawned on me that Al Michaels, in the moment,
yeah.
I mean, in a Super Bowl, a pitch to Randall L., who was a quarterback in college, and then the late, great John Madden chiming in. That just gave me goosebumps.
Bob. That was the play of that Super Bowl.
It sure was. Wow. All right, it's the Metcalf Bowl. Give me a memory other than that, other than the Randall L. to Ward pass from all of Steelers-Seahawks history, Bob.
Well, you're going back in time here, so.
I might be. Yeah. I might be going a few years ago. Ben and Russell Wilson, I believe, had a legendary back.
Yeah, that was a high-scoring game. That one's one that certainly comes to mind. I'm trying to think of most recently the one where Mason Rudolph goes out there and wins at a game they had to win in Seattle.
Great call, and he was great in that game. The one that comes to mind for me, and I'm sorry that I have quarterbacks blowing out elbows on my mind, but this is the home opener. In the home opener 6 years ago, that's when Ben blew out his elbow. And an entire season went down the toilet, even though it was fun with Duck Hodges. That was it. That was like when the Warriors just lost Steph Curry. The second he grabbed his hamstring.
Or as soon as you saw it, you knew.
I texted my friend Jason Bumbliss, a fellow Warrior fan, and said, season over. 2-word text. And he said the same thing back. You just knew. So, all right, Bob, a prediction on this game. I'll go first, and thank you for inviting me. Steelers 23, Seahawks 10. TJ Watt, after a training camp hold-in, makes Sam Darnold see ghosts. How about you?
I'm going to say Steelers 27, Seahawks 20. DK Metcalf, 2 touchdown passes from Aaron Rodgers.
Wonder Twin?
Ooh, Steelers 24, Seahawks 17. Steelers start the year 2-0.
Wow, this guy. You're the anti-Dan Orlovsky here. He says they start
0-6. Oh, just but that's wait. Only it's
with,
coming.
That's only with Rudolph,
just
he
wait.
Said. We're assuming Rodgers is playing here. Week 3 at the New England Patriots, Bob. It's a 1 p.m. start in a house of horrors for the Steelers.
Brady heaves it. And is it intercepted? He came down with it. And the feet down for Hayden. Intercepted. Ruling on the field. The feet were down.
He comes off Edelman. And a catch.
Yes.
Whoa.
Whoa, Romo. That was the Joe Hayden interception of Tom Brady.
Yeah, that was a big one here.
The only time they ever intercepted Brady, but that was a big one, Bob. That really was.
I still think of the prediction or guaranteed made by the Steeler defensive back, Anthony Smith, who guaranteed, and Tom Brady just targeted him day in and day out, and he was victimized so many times. Be careful what you say.
Mike Vrabel against his former team in a place where the Steelers have had a lot of horrific memories. Limits, why don't you go first with your prediction of this game, and that way you can chronicle what Bob and I say and still be ready for a clip on the Vikings game.
Yeah, I don't feel good about this one, guys. I think that the Patriots are going to put up 28 points with Drake May in that offense. Vrabel getting the defense rolling. 28-17, New England wins. Steelers' first loss of the year.
Bob?
No, I disagree with that. I think the Steelers go in a very run-centric team. I think they'll grind something out over there. They'll contain Drake May. There may be an interception of him in that game. I think the Steelers win 17-13. And
oh my gosh.
Go to two wins.
I have the exact same score, but the Patriots winning limits 17-13, and Bob Spillane stops Caleb Johnson at the goal line on the final play, Bob.
Oh, jeez.
It's going to be something else. And you didn't even know Bob Spillane played for them limits, did you?
No, I did not realize he signed there. I thought he was still hanging out with Pete Carroll in Vegas.
Week 4 in merry old Ireland. It's the Vikings and the Steelers in Dublin at 9:30 a.m. We'll all be thinking of the late, great Dan Rooney, who served the Steelers for all those decades and also served the United States as the ambassador to Ireland. He'll be on everybody's mind going into that game. And another thing that'll be on people's minds, I imagine, is this the team that Aaron Rodgers really wanted? Is this the team he wanted to go to? Mm-hmm. Bob, give me a memory, Steelers-Vikings history. I'm sorry,
Super Bowl.
He's got a little lane here, and he exposes it inside the 30, inside the 20, and Adrian Peterson takes it home.
That was in London, right?
Yeah, it
was. In London.
He ran over William Gay in that game. Or
I remember,
a different game,
maybe. My memory is Steelers winning in the Super Bowl and how they made life miserable for that offense. And
Fran Tarkenton.
He was running all over the place, Fran Tarkenton. He was, I don't know how many times they sacked him, but they made him completely uncomfortable, moving all over the place, scrambling for his life.
They launched the 70s dynasty that day. How can that not be the memory? Although I would say a very close second is Chase Claypool posing for a first down celebration on a last minute drive.
I thought about
what
that.
What are
one.
We doing, Limit?
Yes, in their brand new, beautiful stadium.
All right, give me a prediction, you little wonder twin.
See, I feel like if this game was played in Minnesota or even in Pittsburgh, the Vikings would find a way to win it. But the rallying cry of playing in Ireland, I think, will mean something for the Steelers. How much, I don't know. And I think they pull out a squeaker, 21-20.
I don't even think it's going to be a squeaker, Bob. I think Aaron Rodgers against an old AFC North team revisits his prime. That's the way it goes with stars, aging stars. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll drink from that fountain of youth. They just can't do it every week anymore. I'm going to go Steelers 27, Vikings 16.
I think Dan Rooney will be looking down on this game. I think the Steelers will channel some of that energy and turn in their best game of the year. I look for the Steelers to win this game against a very good opponent, 24-10.
Wow. I don't even want to know what our records are so far, Limits. I only want to hear it at the end, and it might take us a while at this rate.
Sounds good.
Week 5, the Cleve Brownies pay a visit.
Actually, it's week 6, but there's a bye in between, so just to be technically correct.
I don't really think the Cleveland Browns are a good team at all. I think the conditions kind of saved them today.
The Browns is the Browns.
Steelers receivers shredding the Browns. Kenny Pickett and his minuscule toddler hands return to Pittsburgh. Bob, a memory.
Will he be the quarterback that day?
Who knows, but he'll be here,
he'll
I imagine.
Be here. Yep.
And this has to be a game against the Browns in Pittsburgh, a memory that comes to mind.
Mine
for
would
you.
Be a wild card 36-33 win. Do you remember that game?
Of course.
Back, and it was back
Tommy
and forth.
Maddox.
Tommy Maddox against, I'm trying to think of the quarterback. He had a good day that
Kelly
day.
Holcomb.
Kelly Holcomb.
Do you guys remember who
and
scored the game-winning touchdown? Limits? Wrong.
Josh
Bob?
Cribbs.
The Steelers won. Bob?
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I got to jog my memory there. No, I'm not.
Chris Fuamatu Ma'afala.
Ma is a good Ma'afala.
Give me. I unfortunately have a bad memory. It's Baker Mayfield and a guy named Blake putting 48 points on the Steelers in a playoff game. However, my prediction, and I'll go first here, Bob, is Steelers 20, Browns 10. Pickett throws a couple interceptions. He gets replaced in the game by Dylan Gabma, Joe Flacco. Shadur. I don't know. He gets replaced
Deshaun
by
Watson.
Somebody. Yes. I think Steelers win by 10.
I think Steelers win fairly easily in this game. So I'm going to say 24-14.
Mr. P?
As Lee Corso would say, not so fast, my friends.
Wow.
I think Kenny Pickett is going to come into Pittsburgh with a revenge on his mind. The Browns, for whatever reason, have found a way to avoid being swept by the Steelers every year. Typically, it's in Cleveland where they win. I think this year, Kenny Pickett and the Browns will win. You'll hear a lot of boos. 13-9, the final score.
Oh, of all scores.
Wow. 13. That's a great pick, actually.
How much does Kenny Pickett have to do in that if they only score 13 points?
Not much.
A lot, Bob.
He
runs for the winning touchdown.
Maybe it will snow that day, Bob.
If Kenny Pickett returns here as the starter, what is his reception when he comes out on the field?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
From mixed. Pittsburgh.
I think mixed.
What should it be, Bob? I think it should be cheers for what he did.
Yeah, I mean, you got to consider that as part of this. So I don't, there should not be anything. He didn't, other than, doing something that led to his trade, so be it. I think people would just pretty much give him a nice warm kind
for of. For me, giving Pitt its one of its greatest years of the modern era. Its greatest year, perhaps. They won an outright championship. I think he deserves cheers.
Yep.
But Limits? This is a Steeler. This is a Steeler game, not a Pitt game.
Yeah,
Pitt
you're
game,
a Penn
get
State
a
fan.
Huge rounding ovation.
You, of course, you want him to get booed.
No,
probably.
I don't want him to get booed.
You want Drew Aller to get cheered here.
Of course, I want that. That doesn't mean I want Kenny Pickett to be booed.
What do you want the reception to be, Limits?
I want the reception to be okay.
It'll lukewarm. Be mixed.
Okay. It's going to be lukewarm, as it should be. I mean, they shouldn't be completely cheering for him. They also shouldn't boo him out of the building.
Week 6 at the Bengals.
7.
Bob, stop. It's week
First
6.
First career start for Trice. That's Chase, and what a start for Cincinnati. Working against Corey Trice Jr. and right down the field go the Bengals.
When was that from?
That was last year's Russell Wilson 3-yard scramble game.
The Mr. Unlimited game. All right, Bob, this is a Thursday night game. As I mentioned, the Bengals, I think, got screwed over here. They play in Green Bay in a 425 game the previous week. Mm-hmm. The Steelers, as I mentioned, are at home against the Browns. That's akin to a week off. Steelers have a big advantage here. Give me a good memory or any memory, your first memory from a game in Cincinnati.
Well, it would have to be a perfect getting sandwiched and run over by Juju Smith-Schuster. That's still going to be one of my tops.
Yeah.
But also how Joey Porter influenced the outcome of a game without having played in it.
A very unlikely playoff win. Unfortunately, the obvious memory to me is the Ryan Shazier game in Cincinnati.
I didn't want to bring that up.
I mean, I'll never you can't forget that. You know, it was just so horrifying. But I also remember the way that he handled all the aftermath and really ever since then, and also his teammates. You know what I mean?
Oh, it was, and also Cincinnati. They did that team knew what was going on there, and they have a trauma center there that's very good. And there was a lot of people pulling and working for Ryan Shazier, and I don't think he's ever forgotten that.
Yeah, just a horrifying, horrifying moment in Steeler history. My prediction on this game is, despite having a disadvantage, I think the Bengals pull this out. I think it's going to be a great game and a high-scoring game. Bengals 30, Steelers 29, Burrow, Higgins, Chase, too much for the Steelers secondary. Limits?
I agree. I'm with you. I think the Bengals will ultimately win this game 27-20.
Bob?
I got to go higher than that. I, like Joe, agree that this is going to be one of the games. We saw it last year. It was a big scoring output for both teams. I think we'll see that again this time. But this time the Bengals will win it. I'm going to say 36-31.
Game 7, since Bob keeps correcting me on weeks.
Week 8.
Week 8. See, now we're getting very complicated, Bob. Steeler Game 7. Against the Packers. Sunday night football.
8:20 p.m.
And Aaron Rodgers, if he's here and he's not too busy to play football that night, faces his longtime team, and the Steelers unveil their new throwback uniforms.
Second and 2. As we start the fourth quarter, Pittsburgh with a ball down by 4. Mendenhall. Loss of football.
Oh.
Picked up.
I hate
Bishop.
That.
Oh.
And Pickett combined on the tackle to knock it out, and it's the third Steeler turnover of Super Bowl 45.
Bob, how can you not think of that as your memory from this series? Although I'll add a nice one and a fun one. Ben hitting Mike Wallace with a buzzer beater at Heinz Field to complete a 503-yard passing night.
Right. That was a game that didn't matter. As it turned out, right, both teams were out of it.
Right.
But it was a really entertaining game.
Oh, him and Rodgers.
I still think of Troy Polamalu with the pick 6. Now, that was in Lambeau Field, I know.
Yeah.
But still, that's...
What? Yeah, he picked up a fumble, I think.
Or was it a pick? Yeah, whatever he did, he ran for a touchdown. And watching the flow of the lettuce, the hair moving all over the place and him going distance.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
I'm going to go Packers 25, Steelers 23. Jordan Love outplays Rodgers. Limits?
No, I think the Steelers are going to win this one. Aaron Rodgers gets his revenge against Green Bay. They finally put up 31-20.
Bob?
All right, well, so let me think about this. This is a Sunday night game, and I was looking up the history here. Sunday night football, the Steelers, since 2019, are 1-1. They're 5-6 overall since 2019. On Monday night, they're virtually unbeatable.
Almost unbeatable.
Totally different situation, and yet Sunday afternoon, they have one of the best records in the NFL.
Yes.
So because it's Sunday night and considering all of this, I'm saying overtime in this game. And this will be a Chris Boswell miss that leads to the Packers going the other way and winning the game. So I'm going to say 32-29, Green Bay.
Holy ostrich milk, Bob. All right. There we go. You got our records added up here. Don't say them. I just want to know if you have them.
Not added yet. I'm going to add them at the very end.
Week or game 8, home against the Colts at 1 o'clock. And, you know, surprisingly, I think in a way, there have been some incredibly memorable games between the Steelers and the Colts. You had the near Hail Mary with Jim Harbaugh at quarterback for the Colts. You had one of the great plays, most memorable in NFL history with Ben on the tackle in the playoff game.
That's my pick. That's the one that stands out without any doubt.
Yeah.
Bob, best tackle in history.
I'm glad you said that.
Three timeouts here left for the Colts. The Steelers. So they got to keep him out of the end zone.
Dennis.
He suffered a three-stitch wound in his right thigh, and here he is playing the game of his life, and the tackle by Gary Brackett dislodges the ball from Bettis, and here's Harper.
Well, Brackett puts his helmet right on the football, and really, it was Ben Roethlisberger with a sensational effort.
Bob, I don't want to say I'm glad that Nick Harper got stabbed by his significant other the night before the game, but I will say I wonder, as you just heard there, if it played a role in him just not sprinting past Ben.
It had to have played a role. You got a 3-inch knife wound and you're playing the next day. You can't run the same way, but I give all credit to Ben Roethlisberger. He, you can tell his athleticism and the fact that he played a lot of positions.
It's unbelievable.
He backpedaled and he just forced him to change direction and then got him by his shoelaces.
He serpentined Shelley.
He
Do
really
you know
did.
What movie that's from, Bob?
No.
Wrong. The In-Laws.
Okay.
Another one is Big Ben and Andrew Luck, the day they combined for 922 yards passing and 9 touchdowns in one of the greatest quarterback duels, in, if not the greatest regular season quarterback duel in NFL history. Yes, Bob, I said they combined for 922 touchdowns and 9 touchdowns.
Yards.
Yeah, it felt like 922
and Ben had
touchdowns.
6 that day?
Ben had 6, Luck had 3.
So Ben had 6 on consecutive days. That'll never happen again, in my view. You won't see that again.
Right. It's crazy how many memorable moments have happened between two teams not in the same division. Of course, it was the legendary Pickens non-block for Jalen Warren at the goal line that's also memorable here, Bob. To me, a storyline is, can Mike Tomlin stop Shane Steichen?
Steichen has his number.
This dude has put up 57 points in 2 games on Tomlin.
Both in Indianapolis, right? This is different.
Yeah, with Gardner, Minshew, Anthony Richardson, and Joe Flacco. What's he going to put up, 80 this year? I'm actually picking the Steelers 34-30, despite a valiant comeback attempt by Daniel Jones, Bob. I think the Steelers win this one.
Yeah, I do too. I think the Steelers will win this one at home. It'll be close. I'm going to say 28-23.
Yeah.
And it will be the debut of Mason Rudolph. He'll come in relief of an injured Aaron Rodgers and throw a touchdown pass when it matters most.
Wow.
I don't even think that the Colts are going to be able to put up that many points. Steelers win it 27-10.
Thank you, Limit. Week 9 at the Chargers on Sunday Night Football, 8:20 p.m. It's the Najee Harris, Mike Williams, Dante Jackson Bowl, Bob. And do we have a memory from this series, Limits?
We can, but would you like to do this for the second half? We can break down the second half of the schedule after Kabali.
No, I'd like to do it right now and then go to the second half.
Okay.
Wildcat, Vic at the bottom of the screen. It's Belt. Belt seeking space. Belt trying to go over the top. He fights to the goal line. He's in for the touchdown.
What a play, Bob!
The Steelers win.
Fourth down.
What a play. Tomlin with the win or lose call. That was incredulent, Bob, wasn't it?
It was. It's one of those that stand out, no doubt. I still remember Devin Bush being all over the place in that stadium they had to play in.
Yeah. He was good that night.
He was really good.
Yeah, that's my memory. Is Duck Hodges' first NFL start. He beat Philip Rivers in a high school soccer stadium. I was there. Also the time Keenan Allen caught 75 passes on one night, right? because people like John Bostic were covering him.
Right, that was here over the middle. It was just constant go to Keenan Allen as much as possible.
I think that the Chargers win this game limits. No, yes, I think the Chargers win 26-17. And I think, Bob, after the game, Aaron Rodgers rips Mike Williams, even though he plays for the Chargers, for running the wrong route. I also think, limit, that Najee against the Steelers goes for 41 yards on 31 carries with a long run of four.
Wow, how about that?
Who do you have?
Joe, Bob, I think the Steelers will win this game in L.A. I was at the last game that the Steelers played in L.A. against the Rams. Unless I'm brain farting on the last time they played the Chargers in L.A. So I think the Steelers will win this game 24-21 on a Boz field goal.
I think Justin Herbert has too much for the defense to handle. Chargers win that game 28-17.
The suspense is building, Bob. I wonder what all our records would be when it's all said and done. Let's get back to this at the top of the hour. Big boy next. We're going to play Mark Cabali an almost incendiary quote from Ryan Clark here that we apparently have from ESPN. Let's do that coming up. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bob, before we get to your message for the Pompulous, Limits is all over this with these clips. Can you believe this?
It's a lot of work he put in. That's why I say you keep him active and he's up to the challenge.
He's a man among children out here. What a guy. Good work, Limits.
Thank you. A lot of work goes into it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, indeed. It's time for the big boy, Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. Coming up on the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. I thought the big boy was going to be on our screen here, Limits.
Is there, that, he is.
There he is. There he is. There he is. Watch us on...
Magically, he appears out of nowhere.
On YouTube. Go through our website if you care to, at 937thefan.com. You get a good glimpse of the big boy. There he is. Any complaints about the Steelers' schedule? Your appraisal of the Steelers' schedule. What's your first impression, big boy?
I'm not a big schedule fan, release fan there, Joe, because we sit here and we break down. I know that's what we do. We break down the schedule. And a lot of things can happen between now and October and November. So to put a number to it or anything like that, I think is crazy. I think what you got to look at is maybe clusters of games where you're like, this one could be difficult. So the first thing to come to mind, first of all, a little golf clap to holiday games.
Right? Yes. Not just a golf clap. I am saying yes indeed.
Yeah, Bob loves that. So does Art. Art seems to like that in his interview with Missy Matthews on the team website. Yeah, he likes that.
It's about time. We like that. Number two those last three games. Who is it? Baltimore.
Detroit, Cleveland, and Baltimore.
Yeah, you got Baltimore and Detroit are obviously tough, and they've been struggling lately in Cleveland. It seems like it's been something that they've dealt with the past couple of years now. Those last two or three games, last year, last four or five games, where it seems to ramp up a little bit. So I look at those last three games and say they could find themselves in a tough situation if they need a win or two heading down the stretch there to have any chance of getting in the playoffs. Other than that, wait and see. Let's see what it is. A lot of things can happen between now and then. We should have learned that by now, but we tend not to because we need something to talk about.
My God, are you depressing? The only thing we have to talk about today is the schedule. We spend the whole rest of the year talking about the Steelers and every issue possible. Now we have some games to talk about. Let's talk about them.
Technically, we had games to talk about once you knew who was on the schedule.
Well, now we have the weeks, we have the sequence, we have the times.
Yes.
If we can't find things to talk about and get excited about now, Bob, then I don't know when we can.
The PGA Championship is going on today. Let's go.
The big boy comes on here. You're like a human anti depressant.
Pet peeve of mine.
What?
That's one of my pet peeves. I'm not a big schedule predictor type of guy, just looking at it here in May. And
no,
say,
I wasn't asking. I didn't ask for predictions.
Win, loss.
No. Although we are doing that, I didn't ask for a prediction. But last year when
AJ, I got one for you.
Yeah, please.
I'm not a coach. They know more than me.
These guys see them every day at practice. Who am I to say if they're any good? Bob, do you have a question for the big boy?
Yes, my question would be, the back half, Mark, and take it from this point of view, just looking at the way it's stacked, it's certainly not as bad as three games in 12 days against all these elite teams. However, if you look at week 10, which Joe will look at as week 9, but week 10 through week 18, they have a really difficult road here. And I'm talking about when you go to Chargers, you have the Bengals, even the Bears at Chicago. It ain't going to be easy as it used to be. Bills at home, Ravens, Dolphins, Lions, Browns. This is not an easy end to their season, so they better make some hay early, I think.
Yeah, and if you're watching ESPN, they're going to start the season 0-6, so they're pretty much done.
I don't understand where that came from.
Before they even get to that point. But, I mean, if everything has how we think it will go, you know, no curveballs here and there, yeah, you look at that back half of the schedule and there is not really much of an easy game. Even a game like Miami, I mean, if Tua's playing as well as he can, he's not hurt, that's a little bit of a formidable team too. I know it's a Monday night game and they typically play well at home on the Monday night. And like I said, that Cleveland game, they haven't really played well in Cleveland for a while now, but I mean, it's like that early. It's been like that. You have to get off to the good starts. But Bob, they got off to a good start during the Ben return years. Then they crapped a bit. They got off to what? What were they? 7-2 last year? Is that what they were?
Yeah, they were up there, but they had to do that based on what was coming.
Well, they stink in December a lot of years. They lose three games every December.
And there's only one home game in December, which is not normally how this breaks down, but only one.
Which brings something to mind here, big boy. Usually the sign of a well-coached team is one that gets better as the season goes along. They seem to be having problems with that. This was Ryan.
It wasn't always like that.
No.
It wasn't always like that.
No, they
That's
used to
recent development.
Right. There are other years where they crumble early and or they're good late and not good early. Here's Ryan Clark from ESPN on Tomlin. Take a listen to this, big boy.
If you can hear. And I say this, and people get mad at me. I believe that Mike Tomlin is unfireable. I believe if Mike Tomlin steps away from being the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, that that should be his decision. And I've said time and time again, I do believe that should be the decision he makes. I believe Mike Tomlin should coach in another organization. Mike Tomlin should be a fresh voice somewhere else, because I believe, as great as a coach he is, and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, I believe his voice has run stale there. I believe he's allowed that team to reach the highest of heights they're going to reach unless they can get a top tier quarterback.
So I'm trying to decipher what you're saying.
He needs to go have his Andy Reid Kansas City run.
Agree or disagree? Tomlin's voice has become stale here, he said.
No, I do not agree with that. I do agree with the first part. I think he will make the decision of when he leaves or if he leaves. I don't think it will be an Art Rooney decision. I think the only way he does leave, he says, okay, it's time for me to go. I truly do believe that. But I don't buy the staleness of the message, because, I mean, just look from last year, Joe, Bob. Half the team is not even around anymore. I mean, you go back 3 years and you're looking about, you know, 8 to 10 people on the team. What message are we talking about? A message to the players getting stale, or the message or the way he goes about his business? Maybe that's getting stale. Maybe the way his decision-making is. I don't think his message is stale to the players. Every single player that comes in there just absolutely loves him and actually loves to hear him talk and have him motivated. So I don't buy that. I do buy potentially the way he goes about his business might be a little antiquated.
I'm not sure that every single player who comes through there loves him, but that could be a topic for another day.
Well, if they do love him, then it might end up a little bit different after a couple years. But I think initially they do.
Justin Fields love him?
Maybe initially, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was only here for...
I don't know.
But I think the difference there is that it was just a difference of opinion about, you know, they didn't think he was worth what they offer or what the Jets gave him.
Right.
And they may not have granted him his wish of being a starter by designating him as a starter, and he may have moved that way. I think he always respected him. So I understand both sides of that.
Yeah, when did Justin Fields turn into Joe Namath, by the way?
Who said that?
Well, I'm saying, I mean, it's like he's going to the Jets and all, not you guys. I'm just saying he's going to the Jets and everybody thinks he's, you know, the second coming there. What has he ever done? He's
Who has said he's the second coming there, nationally or locally, anywhere?
A lot of people, I'm not saying Joe Namath, I'm just making that that analogy because it's the Jets. I'm just saying going there and he's going to have this revelation of a career. You're on your third team in 12, 13 months. I think they're pretty much you know that you're not going to be that superstar quarterback. So I don't know where all of a sudden Justin Fields is a tremendous loss. Now, if you say the Steelers should have taken a chance on him, maybe just because of their situation. But I don't see Justin Fields going into the New York Jets and making them a contender.
The first part of what you just said there, I agree with. I think because of where they were, I thought he was the logical choice.
They said he was their choice. They said he was their choice.
Right, they offered him a deal.
That's fine. I don't think that was the right choice, but.
Well, at that point, what would you have done? Because Rodgers was not an option back then.
Yeah, I think that was their best choice. But I don't think that was the right choice. At that situation, you have to determine what's best for your organization and what was out there. And what was out there was Justin Fields. Now, that doesn't mean he would have been good here. But so I don't see it.
I just said I would have made the bet that you're 25 years old. You have some upside. We're going to try to extract that from you. That's what we're supposed to do as coaches.
I mean, it's all relative to what else they had. Or have
13 and 50 in his career, something like that.
Look at Sam Darnold. He went to four different teams. I mean, sometimes
it
takes a while.
I'm not that big on Justin Fields, believe me. But they were the ones who said that he was their priority.
Yeah, it made sense. I think it made sense where they were in their organization, their quarterback situation, to take a good run at Justin Fields. But you know, got to have two of them to tango. And obviously, he thought it was a better place to go than New York. oh, well, you move on.
Mitz, I wouldn't even think of leaving you out of a conversation with the big boy. Would you like to ask a question?
Thank you. What is the most enticing game on the schedule for you, Mark?
The last one.
Always because you're done? The season's over?
He doesn't like to talk about the schedule.
I know, that's why I asked.
What are we doing here, big
boy? Joe made it sound like, and he's right about this, at the end of the year, you may get the B-squad for the Ravens.
They have many times before.
So if the Steelers are still viable at that point, that would be...
Why do you hate the schedule release so much? I think it's an exciting day.
I've never liked the schedule. I've never liked the schedule leaks. Who cares? Wait 10 minutes and they'll give it to you. I don't like predicting something in May. I don't like breaking down things when I don't know who's going to be playing or not in front of me. I'm just a curmudgeon, Joe.
He is a curmudgeon, Bob. Would you agree with that?
He hasn't reached that level yet.
No?
He's sounding like one, but yeah. He hasn't reached it yet.
He's getting there. All right.
Bob? Well, the best game, honestly, I think maybe the one that intrigues me the most might just be that Detroit game late in the season.
Yeah.
How about the Buffalo game at home?
It probably intrigues Detroit, too. What? The Buffalo game
at home. I mean, that's it's a team that you want to deal
with. Joe, we're going to get you out of retirement and over to Acrisure for that Buffalo game.
Maybe. I might go to that one. Yeah.
All right.
I think that the Bears game is rather intriguing as well, because that's the team that called about Tomlin. To bring it full circle to the Ryan Clark quotes, they wanted Mike Tomlin. They wanted to trade for him.
Totally forgot about that, right?
Yeah.
That Packer game could be interesting, I guess.
Very, very interesting. Thank you, big boy. You're a wonderful man.
All right, Marky.
All right. See you, fellas.
Have a good day.
There he goes, Bob. I thought about a game of free association, but frankly, I'm too depressed now to do anything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.